We had an unprecedented climatic event occur in terms of the duration of that freeze event. We had unprecedented pumpage of groundwater occur in terms of the growers in the area trying to protect their commodities. In response to that, we had an unprecedented number of complaints reported to us. Approximately 750 well complaints were received by our staff during that time period, and at least 140 sinkholes were reported to us or another form of government agency.
Farmlands near Plant City as well as Dover were of key concern. Owen said that while farmers are drawing much more water to protect their strawberry, tomato, and squash harvests, the phenomenon is not new.
It's not a recent phenomenon. It's not just the most recently issued water use permits in the area that are causing the problem. All the users in the area are contributing to the drawdowns that occur during these freeze events, and it's that cumulative use that is causing the aquifer levels to fall for that short duration of when they need to pump during the freeze.
Board member Jennifer Classy noted that sinkholes occur year-round, so it may be hard to tell when one is caused by a farmer over-pumping to fend off frost. She said the same goes for dry residential wells, which are another result of over-pumping.
It could be said that a portion of the sinkholes that are occurring in even within the cap proposed area might have happened even if there hadn't been water pumped. Okay.
Ken Weber, the district's water use permitting director, said the problem is that the district is short on data for the area. But he did say, perhaps to the chagrin of SWFMA board members connected with agriculture, that enforcing a limit on the water farmers can take to prevent crop freeze could keep the aquifer at 10 feet above sea level. That's the amount believed to prevent sinkholes in the area.
So it appears that a 20% reduction overall would get us up towards the point where we could say that water levels would not be drawn below 10 feet.
But detractors say pumping groundwater is the cheapest way to prevent crop freeze. Board member Judy Whitehead said such a cap may be unenforceable.
Well, it's kind of like my option is to not exceed the speed limit, too. But if I'm in a hurry, I guess maybe if I do and I take that risk, you know, that I might get a speeding ticket and have to pay the difference, it might be worth it in some cases.